Case is 9,425. This is a variance from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements. And the variance from the maximum height requirement for a fence.
I can explain this one to you. I know I wasn't here, but I didn't have to do with the application.
Okay, if you can, please. Did they send back?
I don't understand that some of your question. I think your question was the height of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid fence, 5-foot solid fence with a lattice on the top, so it'd make it 6.
Vinyl.
But it appears to me he's not having any further than what the garage is. He's coming out. It's just going to run along the property line, which is, if you remember Possum Point, everything's up close to the road.
Mm-hmm.
It would end up being like 35 feet from the property line. Well, actually, from the garage back. It's a 40 feet setback because it's a numbered road. Mm-hmm. So that's the distance.
Well, it appears in his drawing that he's actually going to bring it out in front of the garage.
I don't see how you can almost cut it that way because you got utility poles there. Also,
he was going to angle.
If he just come out no further than the garage, it's not going to obstruct anybody's view. No different from, because his garage is there. If you're on the other end of the garage in the house, the other neighbor, his garage is right there. So you can't see anything on that side.
So it's going to be 5 foot high.
Yes.
And the requirement's 42 inches high, 40 feet back.
3.5 from your front back.
So therefore he would need an 18-inch variance, 36.3 feet.
Well, if he goes to the end of his garage, no further out.
That's 3.7 feet.
Then he's going to be 35 feet.
The garage is, according to the drawing, is 3.7 feet.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we require 18-inch variance,
right.
By 37 feet, we'll say, for
right.
Clarity. What about on the other side? Is that 40 feet back? I'm looking at
60 feet.
Well, you got 3.6 plus 20.4.
It's close.
23. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we don't. Did he state how far back?
I went out there the other day and I actually measured. I come close to the house to the 40 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be right there, right at the 40 feet. And the only thing it's going to cover is an oil tank. It's almost like. Just a panel to cover, almost like a tank enclosure.
Okay.
But not all the way around. It's just a little panel to block.
So that'll be further back than 40 feet.
Yes, that one should be fine.
Okay.
And the shed, that's it's the only place he has for a shed because you got a septic there, and the back drops off. Back and they're actually losing part of it back there.
So he needs a shed and also a 37-foot variance for 18 feet of fence, 18
right.
inches of fence.
18 inches of it, right? Okay.
And if he comes out no further than the garage, he's not going to obstruct anybody's view. The garage is already there, blocks the view.
Okay. Did everyone understand that? Any questions on that, Mr. Cape?
For me.
Gotcha. No further questions and no further discussion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we grant the setback variance for the shed and also 37-foot variance of 18 inches for the fence.
Okay.
because I don't see it all to central character of the neighborhood, and it wasn't well able reasonably use of the property. It's a minimal variance for floor relief.
You specify the side you're granting that on.
You grant the side too?
Yeah.
For both, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the one side doesn't need it.
Yeah, let's make sure the record's clear on that though.
That would be on the. I don't see where there's north. On the west side. So.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. I have a second. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9,425 on the side yard setback. It's on the west side. The second one will be, And the second and third variance. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.